In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The whole life of John the Baptist was to point to Jesus Christ, to proclaim how great he was going to be. He hadn't yet come, he had never met him, but it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. He believed that what was coming was going to be so awesome. To the Jew, it was a terrible shock. Because anybody who came after you was never ahead of you. The older, the elder was the most important. And even if your father lived to be 109 years old, and you were 89, he was still your dad who made decisions, and you respected him and bowed before him. And then John says, someone's coming after me who is greater than I. And do you know how greater he is? I'm not even worthy to stoop and untie his sandal strap. I'm not worthy to be a slave. His whole life was to point to Jesus Christ. Are you impressed? No way. Why not? Because that's our vocation. Why? He points to someone who had not yet come. We point to him who is already here. As he was born of Elizabeth in her old age, for the sake of pointing to Jesus Christ, the only reason you were conceived in your mother's womb and brought forth was to point to Jesus Christ and to live eternally with him. And until we realize that it's not something third, fourth, fifth, because you know evangelization is important. It's not important, it's it. That's our life, to point to Jesus Christ. That's the reason we're created. That's why God put us on this earth. You take your little children, how beautiful. We're going to have a replica of the place where Jesus was born. And you can say, come here, let's go see where Jesus was born. It was in a cave with animals. Look, there's Jesus. I see you. That's what you're doing. You're pointing to Jesus, to the children. That's why God gave you the children, to introduce them to Jesus Christ, that they live forever. And you have lots of them to fill the kingdom of God. There's nothing there. And all of a sudden, God and you cooperate and you bring forth a human being that will live forever. And that's Mary. That's his mother. That's Joseph. We say foster father because he's not the real father. God in heaven is the father. Joseph was there to protect Mary because if a girl ever had a baby and there wasn't a man next to her, they would stone her. And so God gave her a Saint Joseph to watch and to be with her. And you see that ox? You know what that means? That was for the Jews. The Jews used to offer that ox to God. And that ox represents that Jesus came, the King of the Jews. What other animal do you see there? A donkey. Yeah, that's a donkey. And you know who that represents? Us, the Gentiles. That means that he came for the whole world. And as you bring these children into the life of God, as you bring them to know Jesus Christ, that they have eternal life, every single person, spouse, children, parents, neighbors, employer, fellow workers, are in your life that you introduce them to Jesus Christ. You're spinning your wheels if you're talking about sports or computers or the weather. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't know how you do it, but you have to do it. I just take out, when I have this out, to get my driver's license. Officer, do you know who this is? Take out my debit card. Do you know who this is? It's a little picture. Of course I got a picture of Jesus. I'm in love with him.
It's a little child, Jesus, and he's carrying a lantern.
Do you know who this is?
No, I don't know who it is.
It's Jesus. He's the light of the world. He will always help you. You don't have to go into deep theology. I don't know deep theology. All I know is he'll help you. I won't even give him my favorite scripture passage unless they ask for it. What is it? What's my favorite scripture passage? Yes, John 6:37. Whoever comes to me, I will never reject. You ever feel dirty? You ever feel unworthy? You feel guilty? You feel ugly? You feel... Go to Jesus. You're never too ugly. Too guilty. He will always... If you knew for a moment the kingdom of God is yours, you would tell everybody. You would share Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know what to say. Just that. Do you know Jesus? Well, I don't know what the next question... John lost his head. Yes. Because he pointed to Jesus. He was beheaded. And somebody might laugh at you. They might even mock you. And not that it helps, but I can assure you, you fellow workers who don't take God's name in vain, that are known as followers of Jesus Christ, they may say something, but in their hearts they respect you. They might laugh, but you know so much. Those of you who are here maybe just once, you're here for the first time, just open your eyes, listen. You've got so much to say, but you don't have to say a lot. Jesus, what about this Jesus? All you have to do is give them the mystery of faith. Jesus died. Jesus rose. Jesus will come again. That's all you have to say. Just relax. But somebody's got to preach Jesus Christ to this person. And whatever you say, it can be just a simple... Maybe you're to plant the seed. You don't see the acceptance and the growth and the fruit of the Spirit. Somebody else will come and water, and somebody else will love, and the warmth of God's love will make this seed grow. But everybody's got something to do. But you've got to do it. You who are followers of Jesus Christ, he said, now go into the ends of the earth. Teach them all that I have told you. Proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus? He helped me. He'll help you. If you only knew what it is. That's the problem with you. You think everybody lives like this. Do you know how people live that don't know Jesus Christ? The darkness they're in. Don't you have problems in your family? They call and they talk to you, neighbors or fellow workers, and it's just too much. It's just impossible. There is no solution to the problems people are getting into today. But there is one only solution. Jesus Christ. And you don't share Jesus Christ? Teach all nations. Oh, we thank God for those. Somebody talked Jesus to you. What was the next question? Maybe you rejected it. Maybe you said, no way. You go to church. I'm going to sleep on Sunday morning. Somehow somebody came and watered that seed that was planted. Somebody's love let it grow. Until you said, I want to be baptized. I want to know Jesus Christ. And for those of you who planted that seed and watered it and gave it warmth of love of God, I say thank you. But every one of us are called to be John the Baptist. He pointed to Jesus. He never saw him yet, but he believed. You saw him. You saw him multiply the food. You saw him heal. You know that you will never die because he died for you. How could you ever stop pointing to Jesus Christ? bringing others into his kingdom. Do you know Jesus? He's my Lord and my Savior. Please stand.